His name is Mitch Langberg. Everybody knows Mitch. Everybody celebrates Mitch. Usually he's in the third hour, but I'm upgrading him today because he's been doing great work. He's a partner at Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm in Los Angeles. Mitch, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Andy. How are you?
Good, good, good. And you being a First Amendment constitutional genius, you've agreed not to bill me for this time. I want to talk about two stories in this segment, or at least we'll get to the first one. We know as of yesterday that Obamacare is going to the Supreme Court. It's going to be, oral arguments are going to be in June of 2012. Is that what you've heard?
That's what I heard.
Okay. So the Supreme Court's got a big decision, 1/6 of the American economy in their hands of whether or not Obamacare is going to pass or part of it's going to pass. And these nine justices carry a serious responsibility. And I wanted to ask you, Mitch, because you're a constitutional genius. You get the Supreme Court and all things First Amendment. Elena Kagan is the newest Supreme Court justice. And back in June of 2010, she was the Solicitor General of the United States arguing on behalf of Obamacare. And I want to ask you this question, because according to Section 455 of some Supreme Court code, it says the following. A Supreme Court justice must recuse, which is a fancy legal way of saying excuse themselves, from any proceeding in which his or her impartiality might reasonably be questioned. The law also says that a Supreme Court justice must excuse himself if that individual has expressed an opinion concerning the merits of the particular case in controversy or has done this while serving as a governmental employee. So, Mitch, I want to ask you, Elena Kagan was in the Obama administration, and I have emails in front of me, which are absolutely fascinating. She writes one email to Lawrence Tribe, who's a famous law professor at Harvard, who was working for Obama at the time. And she said, quote, "I hear they have the votes to pass Obamacare. This is simply amazing." The title of the email was called "Fingers and Toes Crossed Today." So basically, she's putting in writing back in 2010, Elena Kagan, in the Obama administration, that this is one of the greatest days of her life. Obamacare is about to pass. They've got the votes. She emailed one of her friends, a constitutional attorney, about how happy she was. And now she may be serving on the Supreme Court in a capacity to judge whether or not Obamacare is constitutional. Give me your reaction to that.
Well, let's clarify. The fingers and toes crossed today was Lawrence Tribe, a constitutional attorney. That was his subject line, and she was responding to it. This is going to be a close call, and it's up to the judge themselves to decide whether they should recuse themselves. It could be that she was just expressing the same sort of shock and excitement, not about the substance, but the fact that it got passed through, such a controversial thing was accomplished. It wasn't believed at the time. There was a lot of doubt about whether the Obama administration could get this passed. It could, on the other hand, be that she was talking about what she thought the merits of the law were. Now, I think that the statute, it's not a Supreme Court rule, it's a statute of Congress. Maybe she falls under that statute, but that statute might not have a lot of force and effect. Congress doesn't get to control what it is that Supreme Court justices do or don't. That's part of our separation of powers. So this is the close call. I've seen constitutional scholars on the issue of recusal come out on both sides in reading about this story.
Sorry, Mitch, I just got put into the matrix, because if we could for just a second step back into reality, would that be okay if we did that?
If you insist.
Okay, so let's just calm down. It's just me and you on the phone here, all right? And let's take the lawyer hat off for 1 second and just talk common sense. So Elena Kagan, back in 2010, writes an email, and I'll just, you know, quote it verbatim, that she says, "I hear they have the votes to pass Obamacare. This is simply amazing." How in any way could you construe that as not being a sign that she's extremely happy that Obamacare is getting passed? And so because you're going to have to grant that to me, because we're operating the land of common sense now, that if Elena Kagan said that back in 2010, that her being a Supreme Court justice and deciding the constitutionality of Obamacare 1 year later, there's something clearly off here.
I think they're two different things, Andy. I think being in a position of being an advocate versus being in a position of being a judge over an issue are two completely different things. At the end of the day, if she was involved for the government in the process of defending it, or there's some question from the emails that you haven't yet read about whether or not